Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. I want to discuss with you a continuation of what I was talking about in my previous teaching about spiritual darkness or spiritual blindness, which leads to darkness. And whenever you think about blindness, you think about darkness. And spiritually blind people are living in darkness. Yeshua is light. And if you know Yeshua, you're going to have light in your life. But if you don't have a personal relationship with Yeshua, you're going to be spiritually blind and be living in darkness. And this is really important to understand. So many people are walking around in darkness, stumbling. And the word, the Bible says, your word is a light for my feet, a light for my path to guide me. And the word says that it's a wonderful creator who takes our feet footstep by footstep and makes them go on the path they should be on. We need to understand about darkness and light. And I want you to open up and understand this, that the enemy has all this access to the darkness. But we have the opportunity to allow the light to come in if we let it, or to live in darkness. We must realize this. In essence, the problem isn't the darkness or the light and all of this. It's what we allow to take place in our lives. And our wonderful Creator created us with the capability to make that decision. For He created the light and He created the darkness. It's our choice which one we're going to choose. He gives us the options, but He also gives us the instructions of how to have that light in our lives and how to have that darkness in our lives. Spiritually blind people are walking in darkness. But our wonderful Creator has the power to heal our blindness and let that light come in. But it starts with us accepting, believing, and trusting who He is and what He's done for us. Remember, He's the creator of all things. That includes the darkness. Isaiah 45, 7 and 8 says, I create the light and make the darkness. I send good times and bad times. I, Yahweh, am the one who does these things. Open up, O heavens, and pour out your righteousness. Let the earth open wide so salvation and righteousness can sprout up together. I, Yahweh, created them. Hallelujah. Yahweh created all things. All things. And He's allowed us to understand why these things are created and what the purpose is of these things when we get close to Him. There are things to man that are yet not known, but He wants us to know certain things that some people will not understand. Remember what it says in Psalms 104, 19, 20. You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to set. You send the darkness and it becomes night when all the forest animals prowl about. There's a system. There's a system to Yahweh's creation. It didn't just all, bam, everything's here and there's no order. Yahweh has order. He has connections between the light and He has consequences to the darkness. And everything from the physical standpoint of the way our human bodies are made and the light that comes in and the sunrise and sunset and how it works with the waters of the planet and our bodies are all water versus the darkness and the evil and the wickedness that lurks about and comes in the darkness. Our Creator has it all set according to His plan. And if we trust Him, even amongst the darkness of this world, He says, know the plans I have are there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. And there are people that contact me that will openly admit that they are living in darkness, they are spiritually blind, and they want to know the truth. And that is the difference right there. They want to know the truth. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. But remember, darkness is real. The darkness is real and there are consequences for it. We must discover the light to dispel the darkness. John 1, 4, and 5 says the world gave light to everything that was created, or gave life to everything that was created, but his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. You understand? Light could extinguish darkness, but darkness can never extinguish light. Our Creator's system is so wonderful and beautiful. John 3, 19 to 20 says, and judgment is based on this fact. Yahweh's light came into the world, but people love darkness more than the light. For their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. 1 John 1, 5 says, this is the message that we heard from Yeshua and now declare to you. Yahweh is light and there is no darkness in him at all. There's so much that the scriptures say about darkness. There's so much revelation about how to maintain in the light. And Yeshua is that light that become amongst the darkness. And as we said, light can do away with darkness. But darkness cannot do away with light. Matthew 6, 22 to 23 says, the eye is the lamp of your body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And Isaiah 5:20 says, how horrible it would be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn what is bitter into something sweet and what is sweet into something bitter. And here is the problem we have today. The deception, the blindness, the lack of understanding, and all of this make people not recognize darkness. That is the ultimate trick of the enemy, whose path is the dark path, where you can literally be in a darkness and not recognize it. That's the problem so many people are in today. This is why when I tell people to dress modest, to eat healthy, and to live a life according to scripture, they say, well, you're just legalist and you're doing all these things, and they think they're doing good in their own way because they don't want to come to the realization or the truth. They want to live in their worldly ways, and they don't even realize, many of them, that they're living in these ways that go against our Creator. They can't even realize they're in darkness. That is the trick of the enemy, and it's time we open up and come to this and see this truth. And this is why I pray for all these people that are living in these this dark days and this dark time, to come know our wonderful Creator and come see him, that their hearts will be changed and their hearts will be circumcised. I pray for you all out there. There are things you don't want to hear. There is stuff going on in our lives that we don't want to deal with or admit, but we have to come to the understanding. The Creator gave us guidelines and instructions to bless us. And if we don't follow those guidelines and instructions, that'll be the opposite of blessings, which is curses in our lives. And there are things in our lives and things we go through in our lives that are often a result of the darkness we choose to live in certain situations in our life, whether it's our sickness and our disease, whether it's our unhappiness or unholiness, whether it's our poor marriages or relationships, whether it's our lack of excitement to go and tell people about a wonderful Creator. Many of these things are consequences of our lack of trusting in him and having faith in him, and our fleshly desires to please the world and the world's ways. Not 100%. These things may happen sometimes in people's lives just because our Creator has a plan that we don't understand yet. But the majority of times that people are going through these things are a result of their darkness that they are living in. And we must seek to come out of the darkness if we want to overcome these things and show that truth in our lives. We must get this. We must understand the sinful path is the dark path. We must get this. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in 2:13 and 14, these men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisting ways of evil. Psalms 82:5 says, but these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. Do we understand these things? There are people out there that call themselves believers that are doing drugs and they're smoking things to change their mind and alter their mind. They're living in darkness and they're just falling deeper and deeper into it while justified doing it. There are people that call themselves believers that will actually sit down with a Bible in their hand and drink a beer or an alcohol or something. There are people out there that will smoke cigarettes and destroy our Creator's temple, missing out on the blessings of good health. There are people out there that aren't trusting our Creator and the joy and the peace and the shalom that He wants to give us, and they're worried, living in fear and not trusting in Him. They're looking for man's money instead of looking for our Creator's provisions. And we wonder why we suffer. And we wonder why darkness is all around us. Because many of us are choosing to be in a house with the lights off and the window shades down. And I'm telling you, Yeshua comes and He says, open up those windows, turn on that light. The light is here. And all you have to do is accept it, believe in it, and trust in it. We have to get this. No true believer is going to live in darkness. When you have the light of Yeshua, the wonderful Messiah in your life, you're not going to be stuck in the darkness. If you are living in darkness, you need to question your motives. You need to question maybe the church you're going to and the things they're teaching you. You need to question things in your lives. 1 John 1:6 says, if we claim that we have fellowship with Him, but keep living in darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. Open up your Bible. Read the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And see if you're living up to them. Are you believing some lies saying that His guidelines and instructions were nailed to the cross so we no longer need to follow them? You're walking right into darkness if you believe that lie. He's given us the truth and He tells us what sin is and He tells what righteousness is and He gives us that opportunity to choose one or the other. And He also told us about His plan, revealing it more and more to us. In John 12:35, He says, Yeshua told Him, you're going to have the light just a little while longer. While you walk, you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. And 1 John 2:4 says, whoever says, I know Him, but does not do what He commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. Remember the spiritual blindness that many of us suffer from. And when you are walking in darkness, you cannot see. You are legally blind. We must come out of that darkness. We must stop mistaking good for evil and evil for good, and mixing the two and mingling the seed. Proverbs 4:19 says, but the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. John 11:10 says, but at night there is danger of stumbling because they have no light. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, in whom the Creator of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yeshua, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine onto them. And 1 John 2:11 says, but anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. And I've spoke about it. It's not just Yeshua. It's the love of Yeshua. The love of Yeshua is the light. We talk about that. We see this, and the warning of Scripture tells us, understand light and darkness and stay away from darkness. Understand light and darkness and stay away from darkness. Understand good from evil and stay away from evil. Understand sin and righteousness and stay away from sin. Our Creator says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. Hallelujah. That's what He wants for us. And isn't it great that He can open up our eyes and circumcise our heart to let us know His truth about this? It says in the Scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isn't it wonderful that we can have the knowledge and the light to know the difference between these things? Where is your desire today? And what's your desire? Do you hate evil and wickedness? Do you hate darkness? Ephesians 5:11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. On any level, have nothing to do with these different fruitless deeds of darkness. And we could take that to a political level. We could take that to a medical level. We could take that to a human life level. There's so much darkness in this world today. I want to have nothing to do with any of that. But it goes on there and says, but rather expose it. Romans 13:12 says the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put on that, the light, the shining armor of right living. Have nothing to do with darkness. It says in 2 Corinthians 6:14, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can a righteous be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? We got to overcome our human desires to team up with the darkness. We have to avoid that at all costs. Sometimes I see people and they say they're believers and then they end up getting in a relationship and they get an emotional relationship with a non-believer. They're teaming up with darkness. They're just asking for trouble. We need to pray that people come see the light, but don't team up with darkness. In business relationships, if somebody is not in the light, don't get into business with that person. We need to make wise decisions. And I feel there's somebody watching right now that's about to make a really bad decision, whether it's a marriage or a business deal or something. They consider themselves a believer and they're about to get in a relationship or something with a non-believer on some level, whether it's business or a marriage. And they're trying to make excuses for that. Well, they'll come along or their eyes will open. Well, until their eyes open, break away and have nothing to do with that darkness, because the emotional law of the physical will attract you, whether it's from a good business opportunity or whether it's from a physical situation. Avoid that at all costs. Because that's the enemy wants us to do. He wants to suck us into the darkness. You know, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish in this. Ecclesiastes 2:13 and 14 says, I thought wisdom is better than foolishness, just as light is better than darkness. For the wise can see where they are going, but fools walk in the dark. Yet I saw that the wise and the foolish share the same fate. Don't be foolish about the decisions we're going to make. We got to understand this. We have to make the right decisions. You know, and we need to think about this and just go and ponder today as right now, the sun is coming up, the sun is rising, the darkness of the night is disappearing, and here comes the light. A new day is upon us. A new day is upon us. I know some of you out there struggle with sin, certain things in your life. It's not easy to get out of the darkness. You might be addicted to food or addicted to alcohol or addicted to drugs. Some of you might be in an abusive relationship. Some of you might be doing things that aren't honest with your money. I understand we could fall into darkness. But it's right now we could pray and just ask our Creator to take us out of this darkness. To open up our eyes and open up our heart to see the truth, to come to know Him and understand what it says when repentance brings refreshing, repentance brings life. That we would trust in a wonderful Creator and bring a light into our lives. Repentance leads to light in our life. Yeshua. So no matter what, how bad it's been, no matter what you've been going through or are going through, there's a light, a great light. Isaiah says, people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in a land of darkness. You have enlarged a nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at harvest time, and as they rejoice when dividing spoils. Acts 26, 16, he says, now get to your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and witness. You are to tell the world what you have seen and what I will show you in the future. And I will rescue you from both your own people and the Gentiles. Yes, I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to Yahweh. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among Yahweh's people who are set apart by faith in me. And I ask you, where is your faith today? Are you seeking the light? Are you seeking the light? This is what we need to focus on and stay focused on this. Seeking his wonderful gifts and the blessings that he gives us, and understand the consequence of living in darkness and going out there and warning people, letting people know. Colossians 1:12 to 15 says, always thanking Yahweh, he has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear, wonderful son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Yeshua is the visible image of our wonderful creator. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. Yeshua, the love of Yahweh, the righteousness of Yahweh, the Torah of Yahweh, is the light. The light that shines and is waiting for us to accept him and believe in him and who he is. And we need to be an example of that light to this world. John 8:12 says, when Yeshua spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Do we understand that significant? That sums up everything we've been saying here today. Those who follow me will never, underline and highlight the word never, walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I ask you today, and you ask yourself, are you following Yahshua? Are you following his guidelines and instructions found in the commandments? You cannot please man and please Yah at the same time. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. Those who are walking in darkness are not following me. It's not both. It's one or the other. Choose this day who you will serve. You have that choice. Ephesians 5:8-9 says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from Yahweh. So live as the people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Hallelujah. And that's where we want to be. That's where we want to focus. 1 Thessalonians 5:4-5 says, but you aren't in dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of Yahweh comes like a thief. For you are children of the light and of the day and won't be long to the darkness and the night. And scripture talks all about the darkness. The wickedness that takes place in the darkness, and the place we want to avoid, the physical darkness, the spiritual darkness. The darkness is dark. We want light. Hallelujah. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We want the light of Yeshua in our lives. And I pray that people are getting this and understanding this. And that we never forget that there's a spiritual battle going on, and the enemy wants us to succumb to the darkness of this world. He wants us not to see Yeshua and not to be near the light or not to be a light. It says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You cannot please both. Do you get it? there's something wrong about sitting down to read a Bible with alcohol in your hand or smoking marijuana. There's something wrong about wearing a head covering and a miniskirt. There's something wrong about cursing and claiming you know a wonderful creator. There's something wrong about trying to say light and darkness can mix. None of these things that I just mentioned do not mix, do not go together. Choose this day whom you will serve. Make that choice. Make that choice. It says in the scriptures, I set before you these choices, and the people answered not a word. Let's make that better decision today against the spiritual wickedness and everything that's out there. We pray, Father Yahweh, just as Yeshua physically healed that blind man and those blind people, that he would heal us. And regardless of what we've done in the past, our spiritual eyes will be open so we could have the light of Yeshua in our heart and in our lives and share that love with others. Thank you, Father. For this is the day of you is made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And if anyone's listening right now that's in darkness, Father, that's in darkness, on your timing, and your will, their eyes will be opened up and their heart will come to submit to you and trust in you and understand and see and then feel your loving touch, your loving touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed, blessed opportunity to feel, to live, and to walk in the light and to be a light. And thank you for Yeshua. And I pray for all of you out there that are watching, that are just going through tough times right now and darkness has overtaken you, that you would turn on that light. Turn on that light. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. May our Creator be with you this day and always.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the program today. Please remember you could join us every Friday night on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for live fellowship. You can also join us every morning at 6 a.m. for live prayer. I look forward to fellowshipping with you and praying with you. And contact this ministry and contact me if you need to. Have a blessed day, everybody. May Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be gone.